reading a news story or article online and then reading the comments can be two very different things. Online comment sections are rarely friendly places, especially if they have anything to do with politics. What starts as a debate quickly devolves into name-calling and personal attacks. So what is it about the internet that seems to bring out our rudeness? And is it possible for online spaces to foster collaboration and civic engagement instead of bickering? Those are some of the topics at an upcoming forum hosted by MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. To explore these questions, Current State welcomes back the organization's director, Rex Lamore. Rex, nice to see you.
Good morning, Mark.
And we're also joined on the phone from Ann Arbor by Cliff Lampe, associate professor in the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Cliff, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Let's start with you, Cliff. That first question, is the internet making us ruder? Or is our rude behavior just becoming more visible?
That's a good question. I don't think that the internet is making us ruder. I think one of the theories of this is that anonymity somehow makes us less like ourselves, so we're more willing to act out. But there's a lot of research, actually, that shows that that's not as true and that there's probably other things going on. One of which is, of course, that if I'm rude in a forum, that rudeness sticks around and everybody can see it moving forward. If I were rude to you face-to-face, it would be ephemeral and it would go away right away. So it's more visible for sure, but there are tools and I think there are fixes for some of that rudeness online.
Rex Lamore, what do you make of this?
Well, I think the concern that we're hoping to address tomorrow in our forum, bringing together folks to talk about how we build civility within an incivil era, is how do we bring about consensus building and decision making in an environment where conflict and rudeness and inappropriate behavior seems to be more frequent and more tolerated? And what are the implications of a democratic society if we're not able to talk about some of the differing issues and challenges we face and then agree about some actions that we can take? What's the future likely to hold in a more incivil environment?
You're working in the field, Rex, of community and economic development. Why is this a question for community and economic development?
Yes, well, it's in that public arena that we often see this incivil behavior, not only on the internet, but also at public forums, at public discussions where the public is invited to offer insights and suggestions about how we might move forward on decisions. And in many of those cases, we see these devolving into name-calling and really what your mother might call inappropriate behavior, and thus really limiting our capacity to move forward. I happen to be a local planning commissioner in my local community, and I've seen it myself where people are, you know, would express themselves in ways that in my family would have led to time out. And that really disturbs the process of coming to agreement and consensus.
Rex Lamore is director of the Center for Community and Economic Development at MSU. We're talking about digital incivility. We're also joined today by Cliff Lampe, professor in the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Cliff, do you think that the internet is contributing to a breakdown of debate and or civic engagement?
Well, it depends what you mean by the internet. I don't think the actual technology is causing a breakdown in debate and civil engagement. I do think that Rex made a great point in how much we tolerate these things. So an interesting point he just made is that if this had happened in his home, he would have gotten a timeout. But for some reason, the people who own these forums are very unwilling to give timeouts to people who act inappropriately in their forums. You know, I think there's a couple of things going on. One is online, you're more likely to meet people that you disagree with than you are in almost any other place in your life. So by the effects of homophily, we tend to be surrounded by people who are a lot like us, and that's not as true in online forums, where that's one of the places where we really get engaged with people who disagree with us. And we're never really taught how to disagree, I think, effectively. So I think there's a whole set of literacies, both having to do with the internet and with how do you actually argue constructively without devolving into name-calling, that we could really, I think, push here.
Are we losing that ability here to disagree and be civil at the same time, Rex?
Well, I think
you're nodding as you hear Cliff say that, and I'm inclined to think that's true. Have we lost the fine art of disagreeing without being disagreeable?
Well, I think Dr. Lampe put it well. I'm not sure we've learned it as effectively as we should. And in research that has been done to study incivility in our modern era, we find most people don't confront it. We just ignore it and let it go. And that may be part of our challenge, is making sure that we have some of the tools that when you observe it. I mean, the internet is, you can just walk away from it, and that's the most common reaction to it. You just ignore it and you walk away from it. However, in face-to-face interactions, that sort of, and the walking away is appropriate in some cases, but in other cases, there may be other behavior that may be more appropriate. And I think that that's where I think we're challenged, and hopefully tomorrow we'll have some insights on ways that individuals and organizations can begin to recreate a civil discourse so that we can get into some of the more difficult challenges that we face and come to some level of understanding.
Cliff, is there any evidence that there is a kind of contagion to the negativity that can pop up on comment threads or other places, that when people see bad behavior from others, they are more likely to join in and engage in it?
Absolutely, and it's not just on the web. So there's actually old sociology about this, looking at basically people who are jumping off bridges or off buildings, and somebody will yell jump, and then suddenly everybody is. So these kind of micro norms, in the absence of a strong positive norm, will sometimes spread throughout a crowd and really lead to some negative effects. In online forums, you know, if somebody misbehaves, it only takes one out of 1,000 people who's a bad actor. If that's the thing that's visible, then that's what becomes the normative behavior. And if people don't push back against that, either the owners of the forums or the other participants, then that negative norm takes over instead of a positive norm of constructive debate.
Rex, let's talk a little bit more about the potential out there to improve this situation, the potential to use social media or other online forums to actually encourage civility and dialogue instead of rudeness. Is that out there? Is there potential here to improve this situation?
Well, I don't know. I'm not aware of any methods that are particularly appropriate for the internet, and perhaps Dr. Lampe is able to make insights into that, and that's some of what we hope to discover tomorrow in our forum, is what tools can we use. But certainly within the public venue, when you're face-to-face in a more public setting, you know, there are methods that people can use to mitigate and address it. First, I think you need to recognize that we don't ignore the behavior. I mean, that, as Dr. Lampe pointed out, that tends to breed further inappropriate behavior. So you address it and you recognize it, and you know there's empathic responses. And to the extent that the behavior really escalates into additional perhaps physical threats, I mean, you have to protect the health and safety of people. So there are actions that need to be taken. But it's a very complex situation. It's very contextual. But I think the message that people might want to take away is that we just need to say that's probably not appropriate.
Where is this gathering taking place, Rex?
We'll be at the Capitol building tomorrow, rather. Curiously, we'll be in the Rotunda. We're actually having a performance from the Flint Youth Theater, who will start our day off sharing with us what they interpret to be an incivil experience. And then we'll have a series of concurrent sessions with experts like Dr. Lampe. And then ending the morning, it's only a half day, with the Flint Youth Theater with, again, another performance on civility. And so, again, we're trying to engage that emotional element of learning as well as the intellectual aspect of it.
Rex Lamore, director of the Center for Community and Economic Development here at Michigan State University. We're talking about digital incivility. We're also joined by Professor Cliff Lampe from the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Cliff, do we know anything about how people's behavior in online spaces can influence their actions offline? I mean, one positive example that comes to mind is the way that some social movements, the Arab Spring, I mean, social media was a big part of the Arab Spring, the Black Lives Matter campaign. Those have both used social media as an organizing tool. Do those offer some kinds of model here?
They do. So the clear benefit of social media is that it basically makes it easier to organize. In both those cases, and in the cases when you look at Wisconsin or San Francisco or Oakland or other protests that have happened in the past couple of years, there was already a movement in place, and the social media acted as a really nice broadcast communication channel that allowed people to organize. I hope and I think that there's another role for social media, which is to help people get their thoughts up to decision makers in a constructive way. I know that so many elected officials have basically tuned out social media because it's gone so negative, and that's a shame because I think it would be a great way for people to interact with each other and with their representatives in a constructive way. The other thing that social media could help with is to help people learn more about issues and learn about the various perspectives that people have about those issues.
We want to thank both of our guests. We've been talking about rudeness in the digital age and how to use online comment sections for good instead of evil. Our guests today have been Cliff Lampe, an associate professor in the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Also, Rex Lamore, director of MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. They will both be speaking at this year's Contemporary Issues Institute, entitled Cultivating a Civil Society in an Era of Incivility. That's tomorrow at the State Capitol Building downtown Lansing. Rex and Cliff, many thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.